College English Test, Band 4, Part 3, Listening Comprehension. Section A, Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, 1 or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center. Now, let's begin with the 8 short conversations. Question 11.
I don't want to buy the book Professor Brown told us to read for the exam. Do you think you could lend me yours?
Well, I'm not using it right now, but I really need to keep it handy, just in case.
Question. What does the woman mean?
Question 12.
So, you and Julia are no longer roommates? I'm not surprised. You two never did things very compatible.
Yeah, well, it's not that we didn't get along. We just didn't have much in common.
Question. What can be inferred about the woman?
Question 13. My parents think I ought to buy a computer. You know, now I'm in college, but I hate to spend so much of my savings now.
I'd say it's probably a worthwhile investment.
Question. What does the man mean? Question 14. Have you decided whether you are going to get an apartment off campus next year, or are you staying in the dorm?
We are still talking about the pros and cons. I don't know. To me, it seems like 6 of one half and a dozen of the other.
Question. What does the man mean? Question 15. Thank heaven it's Friday. Are you doing anything special this weekend?
Good question. To tell you the truth, my brother might be coming over, and so everything is up in the air right now.
Question. What does the man mean? Question 16. Oh, hi. I hate to tell you, but we're done with lunch, and the dessert is on its way. We decided you weren't going to show up.
I can understand that. I've never seen such traffic. I'm glad you didn't wait.
Question. What does the man mean? Question 17.
Oh no, I think we left that road map at home. Do you know how to get to the beach?
No, I didn't. But since we haven't gone very far, we might as well just turn around.
Question. What will the man and woman probably do?
Question 18.
I really enjoy the play. The students did a great job with the scenery. It looks so authentic. I felt like I was back in the 19th century.
I wish you could say the same thing about the costumes.
Question. What does the woman imply?
Now you'll hear two long conversations. Conversation 1.
I'm excited about going to the concert at the campus pub on Saturday. It's supposed to be the best show of the year. You're coming, aren't you?
I wish I could, but I already promised Lisa that I would cover both of her night shifts at the movie store this weekend.
Why did you do that? Did you forget about the concert?
Actually, I really need the hours. Next semester is going to be really expensive. I have to buy a new psychology textbook that is going to cost me more than $100.
Have you looked in the used bookstore for it? I never buy my math textbooks new.
That's what I would normally do, but it's a new edition this year. Some of the chapters are different, so I really need to buy the new one.
That's too bad. I wish you could come to the concert. If it makes you feel any better, Matt won't be able to come either.
Why is that? It's his favorite band.
He has to go home for the weekend. His sister is getting married.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
Question 19. What are the speakers discussing? Question 20. What will the woman do on Saturday? Question 21. What can be inferred from the conversation?
Conversation 2.
Honey, the basketball game is about to start. And could you bring some chips and a bowl of ice cream and a slice of pizza from the fridge?
Anything else?
Nope, that's all for now. Hey, honey, you know, they're organizing a company basketball team and I'm thinking about joining. What do you think?
Humph?
What do you mean, humph? I was the star player in high school.
Yeah, 25 years ago. Look, I just don't want you having a heart attack running up and down the court.
So, what are you suggesting? Should I just abandon the idea? I'm not that out of shape.
Well, you ought to at least have a physical checkup before you begin. I mean, it has been at least 5 years since you played at all.
Well, okay, but...
And you need to watch your diet and cut back on the fatty foods, like ice cream. And you should try eating more fresh fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And you should take up a little weight training to strengthen your muscles. Or perhaps try cycling to build up your cardiovascular system. Oh, and you need to go to bed early instead of watching TV half the night.
Hey, you're starting to sound like my personal fitness instructor.
No, I just love you, and I want you to be around for a long, long time. Questions 22 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
Question 22. What does the man want to do? Question 23. What seems to be the woman's major concern? Question 24. What is the woman's first suggestion to her husband? Question 25. What can be learned from the dialogue?
Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear 3 short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. In 1990, over 100 countries signed an international agreement to make it illegal to buy or sell ivory, which is mainly used for jewelry. Most ivory is made from the tusks of African elephants. These tusks are very valuable. One pair is worth more than 3 times that an African farmer or factory worker earns in a year. Hunting elephants was so profitable that from 1979 to 1989, the number of elephants in Africa fell from 1.3 million to 600,000. It was feared that by the year 2000, there would be none left. However, since 1990, there has been much less illegal hunting, thanks to the international agreement. But it costs a lot of money to preserve elephants. Game wardens must be hired to protect them, land must be set aside for them, and when they destroy a farmer's crops, the farmer must be paid compensation. Zimbabwe and four other African countries say that some of the elephants should be killed legally. This would help keep the population stable, and selling the ivory would help pay for preserving the elephants. But conservationists say that making ivory legal to sell would lead to even more illegal hunting. Others say that it is wrong to kill elephants because they are sensitive animals who feel emotional pain at the death of other elephants.
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 26. What happened to the African elephants from 1979 to 1989? Question 27. Which of the following is not a problem caused by elephant preservation? Question 28. Why do several African countries advocate legally killing some of the elephants? Passage 2. We hear it a lot in the news these days. Recycle newspapers and save a tree. Protecting our delicate environment seems to be on the agenda of politicians, government leaders, and citizens in many parts of the world to show support for Mother Nature. Three essential keys needed to power this movement include a more informed public, the development of improved technology, and a greater demand for recycled materials. Let's use paper as an example. The first step is to raise public awareness about the recycling process, to explain the kinds of materials that can be recycled, and provide ways on how to properly dispose of them. Local governments should educate the public on how to properly sort reusable materials from those that can't be recycled. Then, a system of collecting these sorted materials needs to be established. The public interest might be there, but soon may wane if there isn't a system where they can take these materials to be recycled. Give the public information they can grasp, and then you will increase your chances of gaining followers. Second, technological progress has been made on many fronts, but governmental agencies need to step up their support for companies involved in recycling by providing tax incentives, low-cost loans, or even grants to upgrade equipment and to encourage further research. The final key is to increase demand for the growing surplus of resources waiting to be recycled. Recycling is a crucial link protecting our planet. The three keys mentioned are important ways to achieve this end.
Questions 29 to 31 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 29. What is the major topic for this passage? Question 30. How would the lack of a system for recycling affect the public interest? Question 31. What can be done by the government to stimulate technological progress for recycling?
Passage 3. Your assignment this term will be to write two major research papers. One of the most important things about writing a research paper is giving proper credit for your sources of information. Failure to do this is called plagiarism, which is a form of intellectual dishonesty. Plagiarism is a kind of stealing, or at least, an unauthorized borrowing of someone else's ideas. Sometimes, inexperienced students will plagiarize unintentionally, and then be surprised when the teacher won't accept their papers or give them a failing grade. The best way to avoid unintentional plagiarizing is to be very careful in gathering your information as you take notes on books and magazine articles about the topic you've selected. Firstly, try to assimilate the information thoroughly. Secondly, write it down in your own words. This is called paraphrasing. If you do a good job of paraphrasing, you'll capture the main idea from your source without actually using any phrases from it. Most of your notes should probably be paraphrases. However, occasionally you may find something you wish to quote directly in your research paper. In this case, be sure that you copy the quotation precisely in your note and enclose it in quotation marks. That way, when you are finalizing your research paper, you'll be able to remember which of your notes are direct quotes and which are your own summaries of the material. You can then incorporate them appropriately and give the original author proper credit.
Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 32. What kind of assignment is the professor discussing with the students? Question 33. What does the professor warn the students against doing? Question 34. Who are most likely to steal other people's viewpoints unintentionally, according to the professor? Question 35. How does the professor suggest students should take notes?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard, or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now, listen to the passage. Job seekers in Britain say employers are paying less attention to applicants' degrees and certificates. They are making their own entrance exams to test ability. They are concerned about decreasing standards of job seekers because many university graduates with good degrees have shown a terrible inability to spell and work out simple sums. The chairman of the Standing Conference of Employers of Graduates told our correspondent, "We don't look at the pieces of paper turned into us, but we look at the people with real abilities." A senior executive with the Bank of England said that many companies were making their own intelligence tests so they could be sure that candidates were the right people for the job. In the civil service, only about 200 out of 2,000 candidates are chosen after the rest have been knocked out by the service's own examinations and interviews. Forged certificates printed in Germany have been discovered recently. These forged certificates are not easy to distinguish from the real ones and can be bought at £25 apiece. Making fake degrees has also become a highly profitable business. Fake degrees and diplomas, including PhD degrees, can be obtained for as little as £20 upwards. Some so-called universities and colleges are even selling these attractive diplomas.
Now the passage will be read again. Job seekers in Britain say employers are paying less attention to applicants' degrees and certificates. They are making their own entrance exams to test ability. They are concerned about decreasing standards of job seekers because many university graduates with good degrees have shown a terrible inability to spell and work out simple sums. The chairman of the Standing Conference of Employers of Graduates told our correspondent, "We don't look at the pieces of paper turned into us, but we look at the people with real abilities." A senior executive with the Bank of England said that many companies were making their own intelligence tests so they could be sure that candidates were the right people for the job. In the civil service, only about 200 out of 2,000 candidates are chosen after the rest have been knocked out by the service's own examinations and interviews. Forged certificates printed in Germany have been discovered recently. These forged certificates are not easy to distinguish from the real ones and can be bought at £25 apiece. Making fake degrees has also become a highly profitable business. Fake degrees and diplomas, including PhD degrees, can be obtained for as little as £20 upwards. Some so-called universities and colleges are even selling these attractive diplomas.
Now the passage will be read for the third time. Job seekers in Britain say employers are paying less attention to applicants' degrees and certificates. They are making their own entrance exams to test ability. They are concerned about decreasing standards of job seekers because many university graduates with good degrees have shown a terrible inability to spell and work out simple sums. The chairman of the Standing Conference of Employers of Graduates told our correspondent, "We don't look at the pieces of paper turned into us. But we look at the people with real abilities." A senior executive with the Bank of England said that many companies were making their own intelligence tests so they could be sure that candidates were the right people for the job. In the civil service, only about 200 out of 2,000 candidates are chosen after the rest have been knocked out by the service's own examinations and interviews. Forged certificates, printed in Germany, had been discovered recently. These forged certificates are not easy to distinguish from the real ones and can be bought at £25 apiece. Making fake degrees has also become a highly profitable business. Fake degrees and diplomas, including PhD degrees, can be obtained for as little as £20 upwards. Some so-called universities and colleges are even selling these attractive diplomas. This is the end of listening comprehension.